Good morning. This is Mrs. Abundance in person speaking. I've just been baptized yesterday, re-baptized, Mrs. Abundance. My name is Ellen, and you probably recognize my voice, but now Mrs. Abundance. And Mrs. Abundance wants to share her special creation. The special creations are two dogs. Naturally, two dogs, not only one dog, because as Mrs. Abundance, she has right away two. The two dogs are Button, a beautiful mini schnauzer, black and white, a gorgeous, handsome boy. And the second one is Little Love, a mini pincher. Mini Pincher is 5 years old and Button 9 years old. And although they haven't been grown up, they didn't grow up as puppies, although Little Love was still a puppy, they got very much used to each other. I was told that mini schnauzer wouldn't accept other dogs, but they are the most lovely dogs, naturally, as Mrs. Abundance creates them, lovely and beautiful as her own thought creation. They are my thought children, because everything I think is reflected in my two dogs. So I have a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful tool created, two tools to see my abundance, my love, my joy in these two characters, in these two wonderful doggies. It starts in the morning when I wake up for doing my meditation. I have trained these two dogs to just go right away in the back in their bed, because they have a special little basket in my sleeping room where they stay overnight. But the moment they hear me, they like to think, oh, it's time to get up. It's time to run in the garden. And there's no, guys, still meditation time. So go in your bed, and lo and behold, they return beautifully in their bed, and they wait until the hour is past. The moment I take off my earphones, they know, aha, now comes the time for us to go out. And it took a little training to do that, because I really had to share with them what I wanted. And so after an hour that I have done my holosync, my meditation, I take the leash and I take them out for their potting. And they are trained to hold it. They have no difficulty to do that. And when they come in again, I'm saying, hey, it's not yet time for your walk. Go back in your bed. And pop, 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 they go in their bed again until I've done my gym, my swimming, and all my exercises. And then comes the great moment I call Button, Love, breakfast time, and they run in the kitchen. But actually, Button not. He's a very fine, trained master. He doesn't need the food, he doesn't want the food, but he really enjoys the food. So he just lays somewhere on the floor in the living room or in my office, and he just humbly waits until I serve him his breakfast in front. And most of the time, he's even laying on the floor and waiting that I say, okay, Button, that's now your breakfast. And then he goes on and eats it. And Little Love, he jumps already up to the bowl when I'm preparing it, and he's so eager to eat it. And it's a joy to see him doing that. Once breakfast is done, I open the doggy door and out they run. And it is like a race. Who is the first one running out? And it's just beautiful to see. And most of the time, the older one, Button, is the first. And then comes the fun part. Button goes all around the garden, the fence, and sees that everything is under control. He is the chef. He's the boss, and he's blessing the fence going all around the garden. And Little Love says, I don't care. I have only one interest. I want to do my duty. I have now a full tummy, and I want to get rid of it. And so they're having a ball in the garden until it's time for a walk. And I'm taking them for a walk, and they are waiting in the living room that I take the leash and take them for a walk. This is my creation. It's my loving creation, the abundance of the universe in two dogs expressing. And I must say, if you listeners haven't had an animal or pet or dog, listen to the story Anita told the other day about Happy. Listen to this, how two dogs or even just only a fish or a bird can make a change in your life. I have seen this with these two dogs, how they have made a change in my life, because the attitude I have expressed with the two dogs coming in with their dirty feet on my clean carpet, that was quite a challenge. It was a challenge. But now I have seen, well, it's not a big thing to take a rag and clean it up right away. Or I say, hey, my dogs have clean feet. They come in with clean feet. And it works. A dog or a puppy or an animal or a pet is a very good training in attitude and a beautiful training of loving myself. Loving myself and share this love with a pet. So as Mrs. Abundance, I have created two dogs I love to pieces, and if I'm not available, I've created even two aunties. When I'm going in town, they have the aunties, and they have even the daddy who take care of him if really it needs to. And they have a big brother Rex. Oh, gosh, do they love each other. So creating my world in abundance with three dogs at the monastery, two dogs I take care of. What else do I want? A happy, healthy, abundant life.
Money to buy dogs.
It's all done. Well, you all have a happy day and know that pets are just wonderful. I love you.
I love you.